this day in 2005, Ronaldo Obie Benson died at the age of 69 in a Detroit hospital from lung cancer. One of the four tops. Sold more than 50 million records, including a ton of this one. The same old song. You can't beat those old Holland Dozier Holland hits, can you? Benson also co-wrote What's Going On, which became a big hit for Marvin Gaye. He wrote it for the Four Tops. And they said, we don't want to do this song. It's a protest song. So he brought it to Marvin Gaye, and Marvin Gaye didn't want to do it. And so he said, Marvin, I'll give you a co-writing. I'll give you a piece of the writing profits from this song, even though you didn't write it. And Gaye said, all right. And then Marvin Gaye actually did shape the song in a bit, in which he actually earned that co-writing credit and went on to be a big hit. Ronaldo Obie Benson died on this day in 2005 at the age of 69, one of the Four Tops. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We're talking now with Brian Mark Rigg. He's a military historian, former U.S. Marine. Find him on Twitter at BrianMarkRigg1. His new book is Flamethrower, Iwo Jima Medal of Honor recipient and U.S. Marine Woody Williams and his controversial award, Japan's Holocaust and the Pacific War. Brian, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I was reading a bit about Flamethrower. This is such an interesting story. Tell us a bit about what you wrote about here in the book.
Sure. Thanks for that warm introduction. I am a retired Marine Corps officer, and so I decided to go to Iwo Jima back in 2015 for the 7th commemoration of that battle. And I was on the island with over 30 veterans from that conflict, and I met a Medal of Honor recipient from that conflict. There was 80,000 men that rotated on and off that island during the battle of 1945, and 27 of them got the highest decoration our nation can give, the Medal of Honor. And one of them was still alive, Woody Williams. So I decided, in meeting him and talking to him, that I would use his life to tell the larger story of the Pacific War, Japan's Holocaust, and just how grotesque the Japanese nation was during World War II. I mean, just very quickly, they slaughtered 22 million people compared to 11 million people that Hitler slaughtered. And then meeting all these men on the island, I thought, hey, it'd be great to do like a band of brothers for the Marine Corps, like was done with the HBO series Band of Brothers with the guys in Europe. And so the story kind of bounces between using these 30 veterans that I documented and using their lives to tell the story from a tactical point of view, an operational point of view, and a strategic point of view, to go into the major themes of the Pacific War and how thankful we need to be to these men for liberating Asia and protecting us on our West Coast against this horrible regime under Tojo and Hirohito.
Amazon.com has it. You can find Flamethrower there. It's really an interesting story. You write in the foreword, though, I hope you agree that it is far better to deal with uncomfortable truths rather than beautiful lies if we want to learn from history to build a better society. How do you apply that sentence to what we've been seeing here the past few weeks in our country?
Thank you for that question. Well, you know, we're dealing with a crisis of identity, a crisis of how you document history, who owns history, and in looking at the gray area, it's not black and white, no pun intended, with what's going on right now. And so, you know, when I was dealing with my research, when I found out that Woody Williams, who's the Medal of Honor recipient who I'm talking about, should not have received the medal, and that he's kind of like a borderline stolen valor case, his family tried to stop me from writing this book and suppress the freedom of speech. And then conversely, I documented the famous general from Iwo Jima, the Japanese general Kuribayashi, made famous by Clint Eastwood's film, Letters from Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Fathers. And when I documented he was a mass murderer, his grandson, who's in line to become the next prime minister after Shinzo Abe in Japan, used strong arm tactics to try to shut me up, had the embassy calling me up, threatening me. And so coming back to your question of what's going on right now, you know, a lot of times history is written not to glorify a situation, but to learn from it. And so with what's going on now, I think, you know, we need to look at the monuments, look at our founding fathers, look at the institution of slavery, which the Bible doesn't condemn, it actually supports, and look at, okay, how did this come into being? Why was this part of the human fabric since the, you know, beginning of time, so to speak? And should we use our sensibilities and our, you know, our intellectual development and maturity today to analyze and condemn those of the past? So, you know, my book goes into a lot of these themes and deals with enduring issues of humanity. And obviously, these are topics today that we're struggling with. History is prologue, obviously, and it looks like a lot of people are struggling with, you know, how you actually come to a consensus of what is proper history and what is the best way to memorialize and think of people. And I struggle with that in my book all these last 5 years in writing it.
Brian Mark Rigg, find him on Twitter at Brian Mark Rigg 1. The book, again, Flamethrower. You can find it at Amazon.com. Brian, thank you so much for jumping on this morning with us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Roxor. The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxor, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in Michigan with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. The original side-by-side unlike any other. It's a limited time, though. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more. More of The Steve Gruber Show next.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.